Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Tahir Reza Jafar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan al-la'in al-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day, and the hadith we want to look at today comes to us from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir عليه السلام, in which it is reported that he said, لا قوة كرد الغضب. There is no strength like being able to repel one's anger. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam in this hadith is telling us about the strongest person. And that person is one who is able to not only control but even repel his anger. A person who is able to swallow his anger, as mentioned in the Quran, is a person who is highly valued, highly praised by Allah Azza wa Jal. And even in the traditions we are told that a person who can control his anger is indeed a person who is truly strong. Because anger is an emotion that overwhelms a person. You will find that when a person is angry, he or she says and does things that seem to be beyond their control, and they later come to regret what they have said and what they have done. And so, in order to control oneself while they are angry, that takes great strength. And that is why in other traditions we have been given different prescriptions on how to control our anger, how to limit the negative effects of anger. For example, in one tradition we are told from Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, داو الغضب بالصمت. He says, remedy your anger with silence. One of the ways of controlling your anger is by remaining silent. Because the moment you open your mouth when you are enraged and angry, you are bound to say things that you will regret. Other traditions tell us that when you are angry, go and perform wudu, perform ablution and cool down. Or if you are standing, sit down. Or if you are sitting, lie down. These are different prescriptions to enable us to calm ourselves down when we are angry. It is only those who are truly strong individuals who can control themselves and control their anger. And so the Imam alayhi salam in this beautiful hadith, he tells us that there is no strength like being able to repel one's anger. Indeed, one who can control his anger is truly a strong individual. He has strong abilities and that strength to control his rage when he is enraged, until he calms down. And this is very important, that we should always try and control our anger and not let it control us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Tahir Reza Jafar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure.
This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No more.